The first question is, to pool or not to pool. You'll find when you are reviewing leases that there are many leases that have no pooling clause or disclaim the right to pool as to oil, for example, but may only allow an operator or lessee to pool as to gas. So the first issue is, do in fact I have pooling authority in my lease? Is there a pooling clause in this lease? If there's not, we'll talk about some other ways that you can get permission to pool. So we're going to pretty much cover the purposes of pooling and some just nuts and bolts about the issues. Where I always like to start in talking about pooling is to address the word unit. I remember being so confused when I was first looking at leases and seeing the word unit pop up here and there, knowing that there are lots of different types of units. And when I was seeing the word unit in the lease, was it referring to the pooled unit or was it referring to some other type of unit? So to that end, I want to talk a little bit about some of these other types of units that are important in oil and gas development and are terms that we sometimes see in leases, and others of these terms are regulatory terms. These units are drilling units, proration units, force pooled units, field-wide or enhanced recovery units. Those are synonymous. And then we also have specially defined units in lease instruments, such as a retained acreage unit. Let's talk a little bit more about what each of these is. A drilling unit, just the basics, a drilling unit is the acreage that is shown by the operator in order to obtain a drilling permit. Every application to drill requires that the lessee show he has enough acreage in his tract, the lease that he's proposing to drill, to satisfy the drilling unit size for that field.